Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Scott.
Good morning.
Scott, I've been reading through the book that you wrote about the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company and how it came to be. And I think before I have a lot of questions, of course, you need to tell us just a bit of background about the restaurant Bubba Gump Shrimp Company, just in case somebody doesn't remember Forrest Gump. Give us just a couple sentences relationship there.
Sure. It all began when Paramount Pictures, which are the producers of the movie Forrest Gump, approached us about the idea of creating a restaurant concept around the movie and to be called Bubba Gump Shrimp Company. And we thought that was a great idea. Ended up giving a presentation to the senior people at Paramount. Their vision of it was congruent with ours. And we ended up doing the first one in Monterey, California, several years ago.
And I think you might appreciate the restaurant even more if you've seen the movie. And I understand you hadn't seen the movie when you started in all this journey.
That is true. I had not seen it when it first was released. And then when we were approached by them, of course, you could pick up the, in those days, you could pick up the videotape. Now you have it.
Yeah.
But I screened it a couple of times. And then once we got the deal, then I actually screened it probably between 50 and 100 times. So I was able to actually recite dialogue.
All those little intricacies that I think you've worked into the restaurant. And it is worldwide, but none real close to where we're located. When I went on your website, I think maybe Minneapolis is the closest one. I don't think there's one in Kansas City.
No, not yet. And I think when they finally get, I think the closest one will probably be St. Louis.
All right.
If they ever do another site, it'll probably be in St. Louis.
Okay. But just mention some of the other countries that you're in.
Oh, gosh. Well, our first overseas restaurant was in Osaka, Japan. Then we went on to do restaurants in Mexico, Bali, Indonesia, Malaysia, in the UK, and in the United Arab Emirates and Kuwait. Where else? Gosh. Oh, in Hong Kong, of course, and Manila in the Philippines, a number of foreign countries.
Yes, and I want to talk a bit about translating the menu, but let's talk about the menu first. Of course, your love is the financial part of it, as I understand when I went through the book, although food is important, and the customers are central, right?
They are absolutely the key, and the customers are the final barometer. They tell you what they want, what they don't want, and if you don't listen, you won't last long in our business.
What are some of the top sellers on the menu?
You know, I think I sold the company in 2011, but when I left, and I'm told things are still the same, the most popular item is called the bucket of boat trash, which is slipper, lobster tails, shrimp, and mahi-mahi in a bucket.
Interesting. And that's part of that atmosphere kinds of things. Now, when you started this, Scott, I understand, or not at the very beginning, because the whole financial picture, how you got from Rusty Pelican, in case somebody recognizes that restaurant name, the Paramount Pictures thing, and then Bubba Gump, all of that had to come together. And you had to work with hundreds, probably thousands of people, with some key folks, of course, in here. That whole financial picture is just fascinating.
Yeah, it was an interesting way to put together the business. We had a venture capital group, and then we had Paramount as an investor, and we had, of course, when we were attempting to sell the company, we were working with a lot of investment banks, private equity firms, hedge funds, and the like, which is not really the it's not where you really want to end up in the restaurant business, but it's kind of the facts of life when it comes to transactions and things like that in today's world.
Yep, you have to start with that base and go from there. Back to the menu. In your book, you say you wanted to limit it to 40 items. Now, that sounds like quite a few to me, but a lot of restaurants, how many would there be in restaurants of similar character, or where we're working on a theme and so on? What would be the usual number?
Well, I would say it varies from from restaurant to restaurant. One of the companies and restaurant chains that I admire the most is the Houston's Group, I would say, just off, and I'm guessing, but I would say mm-hmm. they probably have about no more than 25 items on their menu. On the other hand, the Cheesecake Factory probably has 150 to 200 items on their menu.
Yeah, anybody that's been there, it's like, oh my gosh, too many choices here. So I appreciate that limited number. The other kind of unique thing about your menu is the names of the items on the menu. And you mentioned one that people go, what? Trash in a bucket? I don't understand that. But tell us a bit about creating those names.
You know, when we first started, we gave a presentation to Paramount in which we put a whole menu on display. The only thing was we didn't have any food to back up the menu. We just had the items and the names. For example, Lieutenant Dan's Drunken Prawns. Now, we didn't know what was in it. We had a description, but we didn't really have an item to back it up. It was just what we felt people would want to see if they came into a Bubba Gump. So in the end, what we did was we went to the creative people and the chefs and so on and said, okay, well, here's Lieutenant Dan's Drunken Prawns and Jenny's Veggie Plate and Forest Fried Shrimp, and we want you to create items around it. And by the way, we need them by Wednesday.
And you had some creative chefs, so things happen, obviously. And I want to say I did go to your website, and if people want to be hungry, if you want your mouth to water, you need to take a look at the website. It's just, unbelievable how good everything looks, and I'm sure it tastes equally as good. Because one of the things, this is another thing that fascinated me, again, customer central, that you wanted a couple of things. One is that no menu item should take more than 10 minutes.
That's right.
That sounds impossible to me.
It's not impossible. In fact, it can be done really relatively easily if you don't overdo it with the menu with the number of items.
Okay.
And in the book Gumption, Taking Bubba Gump from Movie to Restaurant, which is the book, I describe pretty clearly the needs that we had put on us and the parameters. We wanted food to come out in 8 to 10 minutes, and we wanted people not to have to wait for anything. So we had 3 table sections for our food servers, and we had lots of fun and engagement from our servers, because what we were really trying to do was to create not just a great dining experience, although we wanted you to love the food. Food is the hero is what we used to say. But we wanted to create kind of an emotional souvenir for people to take with them, something that is unusual and memorable. And that's really the key to it in the restaurant business.
Mm-hmm. And the fascinating, this 3-table assignment was really interesting to me. And the other thing that, I don't know if you still follow this in any restaurants, the in and out. No server went into the kitchen with empty hands or came out.
That's right.
That's amazing.
We used to say full hands in, full hands out. So if you were going into the kitchen, you had to be taking some dirty dishes or something. And then when you came out, you would always ask, can I carry food? Can I pick up any drinks to take out? Can I take the check out for somebody? So there was a real team approach, and we said full hands in, full hands out, and we were pretty tough on enforcing that.
And related to that, people who may want to think about reading this book go, I'm not sure, I'm not going to start a restaurant, I'm not going to finance a restaurant, why would I want to read this book? I think all of those people skills that you include, and one of them hiring the service people so you all could work together.
Yeah, I mean, we really wanted, when the way we had set up the process at Bubba Gump, we had 3 table sections, we had lots of team approach and so on, and what we were really looking for was nice people that we could have work there, because you can train anyone to wait tables or be a host in this environment, but you can't teach a jerk to be a nice guy. That cake was baked years ago. So we really wanted a team that were believers in working together and in getting along with everybody. And our number one goal really was we want to show total care and concern for each other and for the customers.
For the customers. Okay, well, all of this good philosophy, interesting background, and what you're doing now, which we really haven't talked about, is you can find Gumption, Taking Bubba Gump from Movie to Restaurant is the title of the book, and Scott Barnett, of course, is the person who put all of this together. We want to thank you very much, Scott. I'm sure this is available on Amazon.com and all those good places. Again, Gumption, Taking Bubba Gump from Movie to Restaurant. We want to thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you. Thank you, Lavonne. I enjoyed it.
Until next time, I just want to say one of the things that you put when you put this together, you stole from somebody else, from Picasso. Good artist copy, great artist steal.